With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
So you got to have ESPN Plus, which a lot of people have, to be watching golf now. You can't put on ESPN and watch it. They're just interviewing Nick Saban and Rex Ryan. I wish the Masters would put a little bit more golf on, but I know we're old, too. We're old school. But put it on TV. Is that too much to ask? Tonight, I think you need Apple TV to watch the Cubs.
Apple TV?
Yeah, I think they're an Apple TV game tonight. I think. I'll double check that.
I can't believe I can't watch them, though.
The world's changing, Eric.
Oh, I'm so disheartened.
You really do need a lot of different stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're Apple Plus tonight. Hold on, I'm going to look. White Sox baseball on our air. I am thinking about sneaking out there tonight to see Ellie De La Cruz.
Well, I mean, you've made plans for that already, yeah. Theoretically. Have you made plans?
I think so.
Have you secured the ticketage?
I'm in the process.
You're in the process of getting the ticketage. I imagine we've got a slew of tickets here that are going uncalled for or not being...
No comment.
Yeah.
No comment. You can hear the game starting at 6 with Connor's pregame. White Sox and Redlegs. Hey, it's Ellie De La Cruz, one of the most exciting players in baseball. So you got that going for you if you're going to the game tonight. The Cubs and the Mariners are an Apple Plus game, Apple TV Plus. So does that mean that there is a blackout then, guys? Like Marquee can't carry that game? I think that's what that means. It's Apple Plus only, if I'm not mistaken, for tonight. A lot of us
isn't that what they do when they're on national TV other spots?
What do you wait? Say that again, Chris.
Like if they were the Fox afternoon game on Saturday, that's the only spot.
Yeah, you're right. You can't watch it on Marquee. I'm assuming it's the same exact thing. You're right. Yeah. So it's just Apple TV tonight if you want to check out Cubs and Mariners. So you need a lot of different stuff. You need Hulu. You need Peacock. You need Paramount Plus. You need this guy, that guy, and the other. And I guess that's the world, Yurk. We got to stop complaining about it. Yeah, it's not going to do anybody any good.
I don't complain about it.
You made a game. Now they're showing more golf now on ESPN. Finally.
You made a game not available to me. I'm not crying about it. I'm not crying about any game that's not available.
Yeah, I don't think.
You've decided that I can't watch this game. That's fine. I got no problem. I have Peacock for the reasons I have Peacock.
Right. That worked out well for you.
I've got Disney, ESPN Plus. I got Hulu. Because it's free with my Verizon package. So that's what I have.
The Peacock thing works out well with the NFL because you have it for soccer.
I've always had Netflix.
Always.
I've always had it because the kids wanted it.
Yes.
So I always had it. All I did was sign up for it, and I already had it. I've been paying for it for 5 years. Right? Never enjoying it. Never having the ability to go ahead and watch things. But because I decided to switch and cut the cord, boom, here I am. So I've got Netflix. Already been paying for it. Amazon Prime. I didn't even know I was paying for it. Remember I said never get Amazon Prime? I didn't know I was paying for it. Oh, I was.
You were paying for it.
Because the kids were out buying stuff. I was paying for it.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Let's get an update here on the Masters. Speaking of golf's first major of the year, Bryson DeChambeau is even on his round today after firing a 65 yesterday. He's tied with Scottie Scheffler top of the leaderboard. They're both 7-under. Max Homa is 6-under. It's an interesting leaderboard. I mean, there's a long way to go, obviously. Max Homa has played in 17 majors. This is his 18th. He's never finished higher than 10th in any major he's ever played in. And that 10th place finish, I think it was at, I can't remember which tournament, maybe the British a couple years ago. That's his only top 10.
Right. He's only 1-under today.
Bryson DeChambeau has won a major, but he's never played that well at Augusta. He's missed the last two cuts. He's never finished in the top 20
and he's
at
even
Augusta
par.
National.
Yeah. And he's even par right now. DeChambeau's at even par on the day through 9 on the 10th. He just left the birdie putt short. Looked like he's going to go tap, tap, tappy for a par on that hole. He made some hay on the back 9 yesterday. Started off hot with a birdie, 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 and then on the back 9, he really kind of caught fire. Birdied both 13 and 15, which is what you need to do sometimes.
Yeah. Nobody's really made a big move today. It's very windy down there today. I think the scoring conditions are hard. And I don't really see anybody making like a huge move, Yurk, or a bunch of red numbers.
Right. Who's the Swede?
Yeah, who's the Swede? Aberg?
He's 300 today so far.
How do you say his first name? Lude? Aberg, is that it?
I would say Lude.
He's 2 under.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the lower scores.
But he started at plus one, so he's shooting 3 under par right now.
Right.
And it looks like it might be the round of the day.
I think it is.
3 under par.
Keegan Bradley is actually 2 under on his round today, but he's right on the cut line, I think. There's not a lot of low scores. Not like there was yesterday when the conditions were soft and there wasn't much wind and it rained all morning and guys were out there throwing darts early on.
So Patrick Reed shot a 70 today. He's in the clubhouse, Carm. He has made the cut at even par.
All right,
and that's all I'm looking for is guys that
who's making
have
the cut.
Finished some rounds, started green, finished red, and we're kind of out of that area right now.
And where's Tiger?
Ryan Moore is
Tiger's plus one, by the way.
He was minus three at some point after the sixth hole, and he's given away 4 shots right now. He's currently finished at 12.
And
Sergio is at plus one today. As I go through it,
this Masters leaderboard is brought to you by Adam. Who's it brought to us by?
It's brought to you by the fine folks at Eclipse Glasses.
Nice.
Get your Eclipse Glasses because in glasses 21 years from now.
Well, you could go to Spain in a couple years. They're going to have one.
No, I'm traveling. Just order them now because you never know. You never know.
You make sure you get your Eclipse
and plus four
glasses.
Is the projected cut.
Plus four,
plus four, and I think everybody just wants to know where Tiger Woods is.
He's
at
plus
Carm.
One. He's even on his round today. He's plus one.
Plus one, Tiger Woods, and he's through 15.
Oh, 15.
So he birdied 15 to
he's plus
one.
Oh, maybe you've got an updated version.
Yeah,
he
he's
might
plus
be
one.
I have him. I have him on the 14th hole.
I have him on the 15th.
Okay,
birdie.
Then I'm behind. I'm sorry.
Well, all you got to do is click refresh.
Thank you.
Yeah, that little thing with the circle.
Thank you.
Going clockwise? Yeah, up there.
Do you know what button on your keyboard you could hit to also refresh?
I mean, wow. Which
the refresh
one?
Button?
Nope. There's actually a button.
Oh, no, which one?
The refresh button.
On your keyboard.
Oh, no, let's not do this.
Should we do another tech quiz?
Come on. We started this segment complaining about streaming services. Let's not. Come on.
We didn't complain about it.
You guys are good for once a week complaining about the streaming services.
We didn't complain.
We didn't complain. We said, this is the way it is. This is the world.
Court's been cut, guys.
It was the tone.
I'm in the new
it was the tone.
It's the way it is. I don't have cable.
Mike brought it up. He's never going to pay anything. I'm going to tell you, with 100 million viewers, Carm, it's going to come to the day where they're going to put one on PPV. And they're going to challenge it. And they're going to charge you $59 for it.
Goodell poo-pooed that when he was asked. But
that's not true. I bet you it happens. Imagine $60 for a Super Bowl, one-time event.
I would pay it.
I'd pay it, of course.
Of course you'd pay it.
Yeah.
Of course
I'd pay it.
At what cost would you not pay it?
$100.
$1,000.
Yeah, well, but I guess the workaround there is you just have everybody over and you guys split it, right?
I don't want to do a party.
You don't want to do a party?
I like watching alone.
I like watching
football.
$1,000.
I like taking in the football.
You're stalling. Back to the question. What button on your what key on your keyboard refreshes the screen?
It's the refresh button.
It's the escape button.
Yeah, is that?
It's not the escape button. It's not the escape button.
Should we do another tech quiz? Come on.
No, you got too fired up over that.
Not until we get this.
He did get mad.
I didn't get too fired up. I got fired up when you're telling me I wasn't doing something when I did it.
We were giving you trick questions.
No, but I had done it. You're like, no, it didn't. I'm like, yes, I just did it.
The enter button.
No.
Does it? It enters and says, enter me some new information.
I'm going to say, do you have to hit control, Adam?
Nope.
Yeah, great guess.
One singular button.
I'm looking at the keyboard as if that's going to, as if the answer is going to present itself to me, Adam. I'm staring.
We got all day. We're not breaking.
You for update.
Spacebar.
You for update. Wouldn't it be R for refresh?
Spacebar. Same thing. Update, refresh.
You for not refresh.
The spacebar. The spacebar takes you up and down. Spacebar moves the page.
Yeah, principal verticality. Yeah. I don't know, nor do I care.
Thanks, Yerk.
Thank you.
I care. I'm trying.
Well, then give a good guess.
Well, I
give
don't
a crap.
Know.
If you give a rat's ass. Will you guess something that's somewhat intelligent?
Right, I'm going to guess. Hold on. I'm going to try a few here. Let me see.
Now you're going to do something.
Yeah, now he's going to screw his computer.
Let's see if I break the computer. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's go back to leaderboard. Okay, leaderboard. Here we go. And
that didn't do it. F1 just sent me to a different place.
Oh, that sends a different thing. Is right.
Jeez.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
See, that came up on my screen.
Okay, here. Got the leaderboard. Masters leaderboard. All right. Now, if I were going to, I mean, I know how it would normally update, but Adam's telling me that's the old man way. Chris and Adam say that's the old man way to do it. I'm going to start hitting buttons and see what happens.
I wouldn't recommend that.
No.
I don't know where computers.
It's got to be one of the function buttons, right? Is it one of the F buttons, Adam?
You're getting closer.
I'm getting closer.
Now you're just going to start going to hitting all of them in a row. It's
F5.
Yes,
look at that. It did it. Adam, it just did it.
Yeah, I know it did it. I told you it would do it.
Adam, F5.
In case my mouse
Chris,
goes
look.
To hell.
F5. It just
refreshed. F5.
F5.
Speed Racer.
Does it do that?
Function 5.
What's the shortcut on my Mac for that? What's the shortcut on MacBook? Do you know or no?
On a MacBook?
Yeah.
You just hit the refresh button.
Yeah, funny guy. Now
Control R.
Now look who's the smart guy.
Control R.
Yeah. I like Control U. I like update.
Control update.
Control update.
No, you know what happens is Dave Jude starts giving you a Sports Center update. Is what happens. You hit Control update.
I'm going to do that right when
it's
I get home.
225
on the Mac. You're going Harry show.
Carm's a
that's
hack.
Deep for people. That's from long time P1s right there.
Couldn't find the refresh button.
What a hack. Wrigley Field and Bruce Levine.
That is fantastic. We now go. Remember, you talk about a different era. We used to have to go live to. Now we go live to. What was it called before Guaranteed Rate? Why can't I think of it? U.S. Cellular. Live to U.S. Cellular Field. The Yankees are in town. Carmen DeFalco from ESPN has this update. Dave, the White Sox came out swinging. They have a 3-0 lead on Roger Clemens and the Yankees.
Back to you.
Before the game, Ozzie Guillen was mad again at Joe Creedy, and then we play like a soundbite. I mean, this is the way the world was back then. That's the kind of stuff that had to happen. Live on the south side at U.S. Cellular, I'm Carmen DeFalco. Back to you, Dave. You're a hack. Thank you, Carmen. That's fantastic. Let's get our final two qualifiers here for the VIP tickets, for the Highlander VIP ticket package.
Highlander.
For the Wee Whiskey Fest, the Highlander.
Highlander.
Sounds very Scottish. If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
I know. I'm going there next year.
Haggis, I know you are. I'm so jealous.
Don't miss me. I'll be gone for 6 weeks.
We told you about the Bottled in Bond Act. I'll be gone for about 6 weeks. The Bottled in Bond Act passed in what year?
I remember.
Congress's first real, true consumer protection
1776,
act.
1776, Carmen, with the Constitutional
not.
Congress.
It definitely was not 1776. What year was the Bottled in Bond Act?
And we're going to choose a winner today,
and
right?
We're going to choose two. Adam,
two winners.
Put the names in the randomizer wheel, and we'll go from there. Callers,
man.
10 and 20, you get the first crack at it.
Lake Geneva.
And if you were listening earlier, you know the answer. And maybe if you weren't listening, you just know all about Bottled in Bond, and you know the answer. 312-332-3776. Crosstalk coming up in about 15 minutes. White Sox and Reds after Waddle and Sylvie starting at 6. We'll be right back.
Working from home? We're back in the office. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, we have all of our qualifiers. 10 in total. Two winners are going to be drawn at random.
Do you have the randomizer up?
Adam is going to do it.
Adam's going to randomize
Adam Abdallah.
I'm going to randomize it. We have 10 names in the randomizer. The first one.
What are we Whiskey Fest next weekend? The VIP via two-pack.
Really? This thing's stupid.
$300 value.
What happened? You want me to do it, Adam?
No, I've got it. It didn't fill in all of the little things, so it went to one that didn't have a name in it.
Well, that's just silly. You're on the wrong randomizer.
It's kind of...
you have to spin it again?
Yeah, I got to spin it again until we get...
We might be here.
Well, here,
for a
I've got one that only...
Dude, stop following me.
I've got one that only puts in... You know, only gives you spaces for the number of names that you put
in.
Here
we go.
He's got one. Here we go.
Our first winner.
Here we go.
Sean Waits.
Sean Waits.
Sean Waits.
Sean Waits.
No relation to Tom. Sean Waits.
Sean Waits.
Congratulations.
Sean Waits. Sean Waits for nothing. He's a prize winner.
Well, he's going to wait for his information to get the...
Beautiful.
And...
Sean Waits for nothing. That's funny. And
Rick Kruger,
Sean and Kruger. Rick, congrats. You guys enjoy the weekend, Kruger even if you just golf for the day.
Man, Kruger ran.
Yeah. Ran.
He's golden piece.
Have fun. Congratulations. And stop by and see me at the Ridge next Saturday afternoon for the grand tasting at the Ridge right there on Route 50, a little bit west of town. It's going to be a fun weekend, especially for those of us that enjoy whiskey. And then next Wednesday night, Yurk and I are out. We're together for Whiskey U for the first time. We're going to be with our friends at Brown-Forman drinking Jack Daniels. Oh. They've added some Jack Bonded to the list.
Did they?
Some Gentleman Jack, some Jack Bonded.
Did
and
you
Yurko's
find out which one of the Diplomaticos
that I don't
I'm tasting.
I don't know, but Yurko's coming like to do some rum with us. Ones.
There's five different Diplomaticos.
Yeah, they got like a special reserve.
Oh, they got all types. Carl.
Diplomatico.
Yeah. You know.
So whiskey and rum with Carmen and Yurko, your friends, next Wednesday night at Ember's Tap House in Lockport. Yes, that is playing right. night for
and
the
you,
Bulls.
You don't say it the way it needs to be said.
What's that?
The way I say it.
Diplomatico.
No. You got to give it a little bit of.
Like a Diplomatico.
Diplomatico.
Oh.
That's how it's pronounced. When you order it, you got to say it that way.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Ember's Tap House in Lockport next week. Yes, it'll be playing night. Bulls and Heat. And with the Bulls' victory last night, they are locked in to hosting that game against the Atlanta Hawks. There's still a lot can change, though, in the East and in the West. They're still jockeying for the top seed out there.
And jockeying.
Teams can shuffle around for some position. The Pelicans hoping to avoid the play-in tournament with a win tonight. It would go a long way if they went on the road tonight in San Francisco against the Warriors. So there's a couple of fun NBA storylines still. For the weekend, but really it's Masters weekend. Let's face it, that's going to be the thing that I think a lot of us are keyed in on this weekend.
We're going to be locked in. Yes. I'm going to be locked in. When I get back from the golf course, that's what I'm going to be locked
in. It is going to be gorgeous this weekend. You're going to want to be outside a little.
I agree.
You're grilling.
I agree.
Doing something. Smoking.
Having some fun. Having some fun is what it's all about.
Yeah. I agree with that, Yurk. That's what I plan on doing. I plan on having some fun. I got Bill Barnwell, some trade scenarios. What teams should do with the draft now less than 2 weeks away? He went through the entire
first
round.
Did he do a statistical analysis of this? Or is this just kind of his thoughts and
opinions?
It's
like his thoughts, like what teams should do.
All right, there's no numbers to support this.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
This is just thoughts and feelings.
All right, let me
hear thoughts and prayers. Chicago Bears, what should they do with the number one pick? He advises them to stay put.
Stay put. Draft Caleb Williams.
Bears can't trade up any further. This is going to be a relatively short start to this column. There's been much chatter about them being open for business and willing to trade down, while there's been plenty of speculation that Jaden Daniels might jump ahead of Drake May and be the quarterback who comes off the board at number two. Caleb Williams seems to have firmly ensconced himself atop the league's consensus draft board. If the Bears were having serious thoughts about trading down, there would be a lot more smoke surrounding what they're going to do by now. Now, the Bears are taking Caleb Williams. We know that.
Yes.
That is a foregone conclusion at this point.
We now know that.
At number nine, he's got the Bears trading down. He says what they should do, they should trade down from number nine. After seeing what the Texans did with C.J. Stroud and pass rusher Will Anderson last year, it might be tempting for the Bears to make a dramatic swoop by landing a quarterback one before moving up to land a second potential superstar in the top five. The idea of Williams throwing to Harrison, Keenan Allen, and D.J. Moore does sound pretty incredible, although it would come at expense of several other needs on Chicago's roster. While the Bears landing extra draft capital by trading down with the Panthers a year ago, they sacrificed second-round picks in consecutive years by dealing for Chase Claypool and Montez Sweat. There isn't much left in the cupboard from the Ryan Pace era, where the only day one or day two picks still on the roster are tight end Cole Kmet and cornerback Jalen Johnson. With needs at offensive tackle and defensive line, and more depth required throughout the roster, this would be a good spot for the Bears to consider trading down in the hopes of adding more top 100 picks around their rookie quarterback. I think you totally agree with that.
I agree with that.
Now, if Roma Dunze is there, I think it's going to be too sweet to pass.
I want to take Romy.
Yeah, I like that. I like taking Romy.
Well, see, somebody might come up and make an offer you can't refuse, Carm.
You think?
Then you can address that defensive end and center position.
Yeah, I know you like pass that trade down opposite scenario. If like Rome's not there and Neighbors is going to be gone, we would think Alt will be gone.
But what if somebody comes up there and says, we really like Rome and we want to take him there and we're going to offer you this?
Mm.
What do you do then?
Man, it'd have to be sweet, Yurk.
Yeah.
I love me some Roman Dunes. It'd have to be so sweet.
I think it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be Caleb and it's going to be Roman Dunes.
Think so?
unless somebody comes up and just wants to go crazy.
I mean, that's possible because of the quarterback, the hype around the quarterbacks.
Very possible.
The good thing is, and we got less than 2 weeks finally. For a while there, it felt like it was going to take forever, and now it'll go by fast.
Well, free agency only lasted for us for about 6 days.
Yeah.
And free agency was over, right?
Yeah.
You had free agency. They traded. The Keenan Allen thing was the one that made a little bit of noise. The two things they they've done at center, I don't know what that does for anybody. It doesn't bring any excitement to the house. Kind of bores the living hell out of you. You got the safety in, right? So you got the safety to replace Eddie Jackson, a nice deal. You wasted your money on Swift. Running backs are a dime a dozen. It really doesn't make a difference. But at least you didn't pay him a lot of money. You paid him some money. You didn't have to pay him a lot of money. So there, that's where you're at. Keenan Allen? Okay, nice. Yeah. You've always been looking forward to the draft.
Yes, always.
You filled in some pieces. Now you're looking at your biggest piece. That's the that's who you're going to draft, quarterback position. The trading of Justin Fields turned out to be a sad state of affairs. And
I know.
Blame who you want to blame. Blame the market for being flooded. Blame whoever you want to blame. I'm not playing that game. I just know that they didn't get a lot.
No,
they didn't get a lot at all for him.
Best case scenario, he beats out.
Right. Period.
Russell Wilson, and that fourth pick will look a lot better.
Period, though. Stop. Boom.
Remember the nonsense about, like, you could get a first-round pick?
Period.
Like,
stop.
When what world?
That started out right away. This is the first things we heard. Mel Kiper and others.
That never made sense.
Shefty, then it would switch to a second, and then all of a sudden this quarterback was available, that quarterback was available, this quarterback was available. All of a sudden now you were playing, you're on the merry-go-round, or no, you're playing, what's that, musical chairs, with your quarterbacks as they went around the league at a discount price. And what the hell did anybody at that point think, especially after you came out with the statement, we're going to do right by Justin?
Yeah. By the way, when this becomes official in less than 2 weeks now, you know, Sylvie wrote about it in his latest column about the Hard Knocks thing. It's funny, I've heard from two different people in less than a week that very much believe the Bears are getting Hard Knocks despite their less than enthusiastic attitude towards the program. One person with direct contact with the organization and one with some indirect contact from the organization, but randomly, just in a 4 day span.
Yes.
From last Sunday to yesterday.
Right.
That the Bears believe, or at least there's a lot of buzz within league circles that even though the Bears don't want it and they've asked, the league's like, sorry, you're one of the few eligible teams. You're an ascending team, and you're going to draft Caleb Williams first overall. You're doing Hard Knocks. I don't know if it's good, bad. It doesn't really matter. Who knows? I guess it's a little. It's extra content for us to watch. I mean, okay. I haven't loved Hard Knocks as much over the years, like I used to. I thought. It's fine, and maybe we're a little bit more juiced up for it because if it does actually happen, if this comes to fruition and it's actually the Bears. But don't be surprised if you hear that past. I would just say don't be surprised if we learn that right after the draft.
All right.
Once Caleb's official, like if the Bears get Hard Knocks.
So after the draft, this is what we look forward to. Yeah. The schedule being released.
That's in about a month from now.
Yeah. I don't necessarily care whether they're on Hard Knocks or not. It doesn't matter.
I don't either.
I've kind of gone away from Hard Knocks, the in-season one and the other one, after the fiasco with the Raiders and the crap that they put us through. With the Gruden,
Antonio
whatever,
Brown.
And Antonio Brown.
Mike Mayock.
Enough.
Yucky.
At that point, when they're not in charge of what we're going to see, and the teams are in charge and they have veto power, it's crap. It's become crap. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And so whether it's going to be there and become a distraction for the Bears or not, I have no idea. I don't care. Will it provide some maybe fun stuff to be able to talk about?
Yeah, just probably, like a little extra.
Probably. So,
you know,
I wouldn't be against it for that, for what it might provide.
Yeah, just a little extra. I wonder why they're so against it. Maybe most franchises are. They just do feel like it's a distraction. But the Bears at every level are like super. George doesn't want it. Kevin Warren doesn't want it. Ryan Poles doesn't want it. Like, and they're out there saying, we don't. It's got to just be the distraction, right? That's what it is. They feel like it's an added distraction that you don't need.
Sure, you don't need cameras. Imagine if a camera followed you around all day.
No, it would suck.
Right.
I would imagine there's no benefit. What's the benefit to a team?
None. Unless
is there any sort of like so, in terms of
okay to your marketing people?
That's
might
what
be
I would say. Like any sort of like marketing benefit
to the people that are partners with them and getting that extra exposure and being on there. There might be
is that
of
the only small sort of infinitesimal benefit that you get out of it?
Yes.
Yeah, they're extremely adamant that they.
But like the Bears have their own television production crew.
They do.
They put together their own.
They do
product.
They do.
So like
to sell it on their own.
Yeah, right. Like they're already doing that.
Yeah, they're already creating that kind of content, that behind the scenes stuff. They get to control it even more, which the teams like a great deal. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't care one way or another. I won't be like super excited that they're on Hard Knocks if that's the case. I guarantee you this. I'll watch more of Hard Knocks than I have in recent years because the Bears will be on it. That I will. But I'm not going to like, hey, that's going to be awesome. The Bears are on Hard Knocks. No, that I don't think. But I'll definitely watch more of it because I'm with you. I haven't really paid that close attention the last couple of years. A little bit here and there, in and out. If I miss it, no big deal. I haven't watched the in-season stuff. Some people have said that's a little bit better because it's not preseason, that there's more at stake, more on the line. Like I've heard some of the in-season stuff's maybe a little bit better.
A little bit better.
But I haven't really watched it. We watch a lot of football, man.
For a reason,
and it's good, but like I like the games. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, I'm just like, do I really need to watch more of this now? And it's not a game. I don't know. Like, we watch a lot of football.
Well, I give you my feeling on Hard Knocks, what I think it's all about. The period. The games are what's. It's even the crappy games.
Even
the crappy games are NFL games.
Right. So I think that's like where most of our focus usually is. Crosstalk is coming up now. Are we doing another Norm final word? I love that.
Yeah, Carm, you know, I spent some time yesterday watching the OJ documentary, OJ Made in America.
That's great, Chris.
I think we should just, in honor of
that's great.
That situation,
wait, was the
we should play it.
Was the Made in America documentary?
Five-part series.
That was the five-part series. Was that, now, which was the one that they, like, they did a dramatic reenactment of? Was that an ESPN production one?
No. Crime Story.
Yeah, that was different.
That was different.
This, they go through the trial, and in the episode about the trial, they explain in detail, and they show the crime scene photos of what took place. It is so severely messed up.
I don't think I've ever seen this. I need to watch this.
Oh yeah, you've seen it. Come on, everyone talked about it when it aired.
I know, but
OJ Made in America.
I feel like I might not have ever watched.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Carmen,
because I feel like I watched the dramatic reenactment one. This sounds different. This is the actual documentary.
Yeah, it's great.
I need to probably go back.
The first couple episodes are talking about OJ's upbringing, and then
I got to go back and watch this.
The terrible situations that have taken place in Los Angeles with the police department.
I didn't watch this.
And abuse of power, and then explaining and setting the stage for the trial.
Where's this streaming now?
You can watch it on ESPN Plus.
Okay, all right. I need to watch this because I definitely did not see that one. I saw the other one. Norm MacDonald has the final word, presented by the Homewood Police Department. Your future is here.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have a last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
According to retailers, the most popular Halloween mask this year is O.J. Simpson. And the most popular Halloween greeting is, I'll kill you and that guy who's bringing over your glasses, or treat.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thanks for listening and calling into today's show. Thank you to Black and Abdallah, as always. Time for Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. They're on till 6, and then it's White Sox and
White Sox.
Red Legs.
White Sox!
Go, go, White Sox! Yes.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
Are you okay, by the way?
I'm fine.
You've been broken.
They've hurt me.
And not the White Sox.
Oh no, the White Sox.
No, it was Eddie on the north side, followed by Rex Ryan on the golf course.
I mean,
Nick
Saban.
Those 20 minutes of radio, I think, finally broke you.
We've been saying this for years about the Masters. It's just goofy. Like, play the golf. Like, yes. Put the golf just, on yes,
instead of making us wait till 2 o'clock,
man. Or then you can only see it on ESPN Plus, and even that, you're limited in your options. Like. You're the biggest tournament in the world. Put the friggin' golf on.
Carm, do you know why they do that?
Because they make more money?
No, because they can. Oh, they and it's a power.
They probably don't make more money.
No, it's Augusta who. Yeah. It's yes. their yes. rule. It's their, not yes. ESPN.
It's they,
no.
Yes, it's their
they control it. It's their broadcast.
Yeah. So they do right. it because they can.
But then they're uninterrupted on CBS this weekend, yes? Or is that just Sunday?
It's limited. It's limited on uninterrupted. There are only four minutes of commercials an hour.
They've expanded coverage over the years. I mean, you get more of it now than you used to.
Well, I mean, my God, you're the biggest tournament in the world. Everybody looks forward to this more than anything. Like, put the golf on.
And they're not giving you what you want, Carm.
Boy, and listen, Eddie's sweetheart of a guy. I mean, but, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a sweetheart of a guy.
Right. As far as we
met
know.
Him,
what?
Yeah, I
twice?
Like Eddie. Sweetheart of a guy is kind of a.
But I mean, come
how many
on.
Times have we met him? Twice?
Twice. One time he had a Halloween mask
yes,
on.
Yes, in Edison Park.
Yes.
Yeah, he's
and he had the eyes in, too, yes. which freaked us out.
And then we met him at...
Howard Street Inn.
Correct.
Yeah, he lives Isn't that weird down. How I remember that?
Yeah, well, and what I remember about that was is Eddie needed a ride home.
Yes.
Oh,
Eddie
boy.
Needed an Uber.
Yeah.
Well, at least he took an Uber. But, you know, the notion that you... that
I don't know either way. I'm just saying I laughed and
that you can't draft Caleb Williams because no USC quarterback's ever gone to a Super Bowl. Like, what are we talking about here?
Well,
and
again,
and it'd be ridiculous from years from now to take a victory lap for something like that. That's not you're not going out on a limb.
You're like, hey boys, I told you about Caleb Williams.
Hey boys, I told you. I'm going to go sell fabric if that happens. I can't.
That was a great line.
I won't be able to sell.
What kind of fabric are you going to sell? For what?
Like
men's clothing?
Drapery?
Or?
I don't know.
Drapery?
I have no idea. Like, I'm not going to be able to handle
it. Will drapes match the carpet
sure.
wherever you're at?
Yes.
Do people still hang drapes?
No, I don't. Well, yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
People still have drapes in the house?
Sometimes, like, they're decorative. I don't think anybody closes the drapes anymore.
I don't think so.
Right? But they're decorative.
Blinds know, more so, yes? Blinds are more
it's more,
blinds
but,
are
more, more or shutters yeah. or blinds, yeah.
Yeah.
But I, like, I don't even know what kind of a victory lap it is. It doesn't make sense. Like, you're, you know, or I, like I said to Yurko, we don't get into as much anymore. It happened a lot early in the offseason, you know. Oh, yeah, there are more undrafted players in the Hall of Fame and more quarterbacks go to Super Bowls that aren't drafted one. You think? There's only one number one overall pick,
right,
folks.
Right. Nobody's doing
which
math.
Which pool is bigger?
Who's doing math around here?
1936 was the first NFL draft.
Which pool is bigger? Like, what are we talking about? And I don't get that victory lap.
88 drafts.
Like,
88 drafts, guys. 88 drafts. 88 of them.
Yeah.
88 of them.
88?
So you only have 88 players that are number one picks.
Thank you.
Against everybody else that's ever played
10,000
in the NFL.
So, Carm, what
I mean,
we
like,
should
what
do
are we
is,
talking about?
What we should
I mean,
do is just skip taking a quarterback first overall
and then, right.
because in previous Delicious. Years, that person hasn't gotten to the Super Bowl. So don't worry about all your scouting and all the decisions you've made about how good or bad you think this player is. Just lean on the fact that only X number of first overall picks have done whatever.
Can you imagine if Houston, Nick Caserio last year would have said, you know what, we're picking second.
We are.
We really like C.J. Stroud.
But Ohio State
quarterbacks have busted. Justin's having a tough time right now. Cardale Jones, what did he amount to?
Craig Krenzel really never amounted to anything.
You know, so we're going to pass on C.J. We're not going to take him. Can you imagine if that would have happened for the Texans?
Silly,
if they would have based
it
on that?
It's pure silliness. And I think
about how stupid that is.
When we say these things, it doesn't mean we're guaranteeing Caleb's the next CJ Stroud either. Like,
no.
Nobody's saying that, but
it just means your rationale is dumb.
The idea that you would pass on someone because no USC quarterback has ever played in a Super Bowl, like, what
ever.
Does that mean? No Texas Tech quarterback played in the Super Bowl before Patrick Mahomes came into the league.
That's a good point. That's a good one.
Like, so I said to you, remember, there was a time. When teams said, no air raid, guys. Can you imagine if Andy Reid and Brett Veach said, you know what, this kid we like, but air raid. Nope.
He's an air raid
No air raid, guys.
We don't like it.
That you cannot run a business. Franchise or anything that way.
I'm probably going to regret asking this question because there's probably an obvious answer, but who was the great Michigan quarterback before Brady?
And he nobody
was
really.
Right. Was anybody from Michigan playing quarterback, you know, known as?
Tom Harmon?
Tom Harmon, sure. I mean,
as you guys were talking about that, I was thinking who was the best.
Let's go back 40 years.
You know, Brian Greasy played there. Brian was fine. I mean, there's no great. Jim Harbaugh, your buddy.
Jim
played in the league. Jim was a first-round pick. Yeah, he was a fine player.
But
nothing that would have led you to believe that. You know, by that rationale, you'd never think Tom Brady would be great because he went to Michigan.
That's my point.
I always used it with Duke basketball players. Like for a while, it was like, hey, Duke basketball players don't turn out in the pros.
Mike Gminski. My guy, big fella.
Yeah, Sylvia, you're right. That wasn't like that
Johnny
was a,
Dawkins.
It was like this stigma around that.
Johnny Dawkins didn't live up to what he was supposed
to be.
Do you remember who the Bulls took instead of Johnny Dawkins? I was scarred too in this draft.
Quentin Daly.
No, this was after Quentin Daly. This was it was a big Jerry Krause thing, and Bulls fans were pissed at him. The Bulls needed a point guard in the mid to late 80s.
Mother's hands, was he looking
and
at his
mother's hands?
And
instead they took a tall guy out of Ohio State.
Who didn't play tall.
Yes. Yes.
Brad Sellers, yeah. Wispy.
Instead of Johnny Dawkins.
Brad Some Sellers would say wispy. Wouldn't you wispy for Brad Sellers?
Can you be wispy?
I figure he's wispy.
Okay.
Is Victor Wembanyama, is he wispy?
Kind of wispy, but he's
Can
awesome.
Can you be wispy at 7'4"?
He's awesome.
I think you have to be wispy at 7'4" if you're not thick.
That wispy was
you
also
You wouldn't describe Shaq O'Neal as wispy, right?
No.
You describe him as thick.
No, muscular, you would never describe him as wispy.
So put the Shaq Fu at his prime against Victor Wembanyama.
Victor's
Webber
a
Yama.
Little wispy.
He's wispy.
Okay, good call.
Come on now.
But boy, is he good.
Yeah.
Holy cow, is he good.
Is he 20? 20?
He's 20. He is so good. That's going to be fun
You know,
to
I
watch.
Heard somebody, Bulls had an opportunity to tank. Didn't they? They decided tanking wasn't part of the equation, right, for that? And not that they were favorites to
tank.
Like, wouldn't that have been a good opportunity?
Right, a lot of people thought. Sure. A lot of people were calling us saying that they should tank last year.
Let's tank now. Tyler was saying this draft is the worst NBA draft in recent history.
This one coming up.
Yes.
I don't think there's much.
The guys were talking about it. The next year is the year to do it.
Cooper Flagg and
do you have confidence they'll do it next year when they didn't do it for Wembanyama?
No, they're on CYA mode. They need to cover their ass. They need to be good next year, probably for their jobs.
Oh yeah, they're gonna.
Johnny, you got
they're
one of those
gonna,
bikes,
they're gonna
you?
Sell what you've been saying. They're gonna sell. Hey, we still almost we were about a 500 team.
Sure, Kobe's getting better.
Yes, that we're gonna get healthier. And Tommy, what you said about the close games, all the
yes,
the high leverage games.
Yeah, high leverage.
Lonzo's gonna finally be healthy.
Clutch minutes. Clutch time. This is the other thing that chaps my ass. When I keep watching people tweet, and I like Casey Johnson, but he constantly says the Bulls feel good about themselves after that 5-14 start. Do you guys understand? Do you know what they did when they started 5-14? Do you know what they did the next four games? They won them. So four games later, do you know what their record was?
They were 9-14.
9-14. Five games under 500. You know where they are now? Four games under 500.
They played 500 balls since then.
So, like, it doesn't mean
poop
to me that you're going to say, well, this team really has turned it around since a 5-14 start. That entire premise is knocked out of the park by the fact that they went and won four games, right? 1, 2, 3, 4 after that.
Yeah.
So, basically, you're telling me that they turned it around for that stretch
for a week,
and then this is who they've been for the remainder of the 3 months.
Within a game of it,
it's just such it's not a...
You're upset.
I'll ask you guys this, because I don't think you heard it yesterday, because you were probably in your meeting. And I asked these guys, because we did have a yesterday? Lewis, I think, in Homewood. He was more optimistic. That's his want. That's fine. He's like, you guys are missing this, this, and this. But the one thing he talked about was Kobe. And I said, is it possible... Kobe just turned 24. You forget he was only 19 when he came into the league. Yeah. He just turned 24. Is it possible Kobe White turns into Jalen Brunson?
No.
No?
No.
That's what we ended on too, but 3 years ago, you never would have said Jalen Brunson.
But Jalen Brunson now is like a top 5 to 7 player in the league, isn't he, offensively?
That
I mean, come on.
Stretch, but
I mean, top 10
is a slight stretch.
He went for 39 last night. That would have been like his fourth game in a row. And like, he's an MVP candidate. He's probably going to be a top 3 to 5 MVP candidate.
But 3 years ago, when he was about Kobe's age, we would have never said it, right? Like, is it?
No, I know. But
I'm with you, I think. But it's the only thing they can hang their hat on right now might be, like, did we find something in Kobe, and do we finally develop this, and can he get even better somehow?
Here's the only thing that I would say as a Bulls fan. You know, I've always overloved the Bulls. I've always, if anything, have been a Bulls homer instead of a hater. DeRozan has carried them for 3 years. DeRozan gave them an MVP year 2 years ago. If they keep him, his performance is going to dip.
Yes.
You know, they're getting rid of Zach, and they're going to get pennies on the dollar in a trade for Zach. So even if Kobe rises, they're going to get less from DeRozan. Where are they going to get help for Kobe? Where's it going to come from?
I don't know.
And how are they going to get out of the muck of being a middling team?
That's a good question.
Do you think that Kobe White has the capacity to take this Bulls team where Jalen Brunson's performance has taken that Knicks team?
I don't, but we've all talked about it this week because none of us saw Jalen Brunson coming like this.
I think that's kind of the anomaly. Jalen Brunson, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's the best player in the NBA, but I'm saying what his path has been and who he has been and who he has become is kind of like a one of one.
You're probably right.
I don't know of anybody I've seen develop into the type of a fantastic player. I can't recall a morphing in the manner in which he has
Jimmy
morphed
Butler.
Into.
Maybe Jimmy. But I feel maybe Jimmy. Jimmy's probably a good
Jimmy's
comp.
In playoff time.
Jimmy's a good comp.
And like, think about this too.
But that's a very small pool.
Give Tibbs credit. And like, look, we always gave him credit as a coach. We just want him to be better minutes wise.
Yeah.
But Joakim Noah became an MVP candidate under Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose was an MVP under Tom Thibodeau. Nate Robinson had that run under Tom Thibodeau. Think about all the guards that came here. Luol Deng at his best years under Tom Thibodeau. Jimmy Butler blossomed under Tom Thibodeau. It's not a coincidence that Tom Thibodeau develops players and with his staff. They get better. Better under Tom Thibodeau. So who's going to take Kobe White to the next level?
Billy's been somewhat good at it over the course of his career, and it may be why it's been such a struggle to have it happen here until this year with Kobe.
Well, the development of Patrick Williams has not happened.
No, and I don't know. It's sad, by the way, what's happening with Nate Robinson. That's sad.
He needs a new kidney.
Yeah, a kidney, not a liver. He needs a kidney.
He's on dialysis.
Yeah, it's sad.
And if he doesn't get a new kidney, he's going to die.
Yeah.
Really?
It's really sad.
Yeah.
It was all from it stemmed from a heart issue or something he had a few years ago that led to this kidney thing, I think, or something. It's weird. It's sad.
I did not know.
Nate was part of that fun group.
Do you remember that when Derek went down? Whoever would have thought they would have had a run?
I know.
They beat Brooklyn that year in 7.
I know.
And then they beat Miami in game 1.
He did miracles with that group of guards. Like, who was the other guy? Watson?
C.J. Watson.
C.J. Watson.
And who was the other one?
Robinson.
John Lucas.
But there's another guy, D.J. Augustine.
Augustine.
Remember how he got paid after his run with the Bulls that year?
They just kept finding little guards that Tibbs would get the most out of. Look, Tibbs has
always,
flaws, but
listen,
he's a coach.
And people always throw this at us, and I don't understand why people can't, after so many years and so many times being reminded of this, I can't understand why people can't get this across their brains. We were never anti-play your guys a lot of minutes. It was always in context. It's when Joakim Noah is dragging his leg up the court, knowing he has a knee problem, and you're playing him 43 minutes against Charlotte in game 82 of the regular season, knowing that you've got the postseason in 4 days.
Silly.
That's the only – it was all in context.
It's like the obstinance from Tim, too. It's from Tibbs. It was like, I'm going to do it just to prove a point.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it because.
Listen, I got no problem if you're playing healthy, guys. Well, it's when you've got guys that are banged up and you know that
and
you
playoffs
need them
are
for
tomorrow.
The postseason. Yeah.
Even Tibbs, though, is like most coaches at some point have to. Tibbs, I feel like, has acquiesced a little. Like what,
you have to.
Like, what does Jalen play in minutes-wise? What has Jalen played this year?
Probably 35 again, 34.
That's what I was going to guess, Sylvia.
I bet he plays more than that, doesn't he?
Well, I was going to guess like 35. 35 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So, like, even Tibbs has sort of realized.
No one plays more than 36 minutes a game these days.
No. Barely
no one plays
40
minutes.
34?
No one averages 40 minutes a game anymore.
No way.
So everyone can kick rocks. All those people that continue to bark at us.
Yeah, like even Tibbs has gotten the message. You know, he plays his best player about 35 minutes a game the last 2 years, which is kind of where you probably want to live, 33 to 35 minutes a game.
It's a long season.
Yeah, of course, especially if you have aspirations of going far, being healthy, you know, come playoff time.
It's money time now.
Yeah.
So Tiger did make the cut.
Tiger made the cut. Set the record. That's it.
24 consecutive cuts at the Masters.
He's going to sleep well tonight after having to get out there early morning to finish round one.
He had to play 23 holes.
Yeah, that's a lot for a guy. His back is fused. His ankle's fused.
It's going to be tough tomorrow for him.
He hasn't had any in a while because he's abstaining to get ready to play.
How do you think? And we started this way. There's a new Crosstalk Unhinged that dropped. I did a poll question today. We've had already 1,700 votes in just a matter of 40 minutes. Do you like watching golf? And I gave three answers. And this is to our general listeners. So, again, it's not to the golf show and stuff like that. Do you like watching golf? Yes, no, and only when Tiger is in the mix. Mm. How do you think they're divvied up?
I'm going to say, God, this is still a sports station. I mean, I feel like I'll say when Tiger's in the mix. That doesn't happen.
That actually. Probably is winning the
that's
what poll.
That's the majority.
I would probably say the yes.
When Tiger's in the mix.
Only when Tiger is in the mix is getting 14.6% of the vote.
Interesting.
Yes is getting 53.3% of the vote. And the no's just getting a third of the vote.
Well,
32.2% of the vote.
We are time and place. We are in the second round of the Masters, so it's on everybody's mind.
So 2/3 of our audience says in some way, shape, or form, they like watching golf.
Nice. I like it.
And you were mad at us when we started.
Unhinged. I thought we don't talk sports in Unhinged.
We had our putters in our hands.
We talk about whatever we want to talk about.
What are you guys looking at?
Slicing the prosciutto.
The prosciutto. Is that the prosciutto? Where does the prosciutto come from in the animal?
It's the
leg.
It's the hind? Yeah, it's the hind. Yeah.
And Yurko knows about that, too. Yeah, how does he know
everything? How do you not know where prosciutto comes from?
I don't know. Is it from the hind section?
Today he was talking about ramp.
Ramps.
Carl was talking about ramps.
The ramps.
I agreed with him, yes. I know
you
where
knew where the ramp grew.
I'm not in the ground.
I'm not playing. I am absolutely mesmerized by the amount of knowledge that you guys have on a number of different topics.
Me too. I'd rather hear about that than golf. on Unhinged. I could talk golf here. On Unhinged, I wanted to be amused. I wanted to hear some fun. Yurko had some more great one-liners today.
He always does, always.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing, guys. You know that.
What do you guys have coming up on the show?
Truer words have never been spoken.
Yes. Write down White Sox and Reds for you, Carl.
No, coming up next. I've been looking forward to this. Charles Davis, one of our favorites, is going to join the show. He is an interesting comp for Caleb Williams. And it's funny because in the last 24 hours, I've heard two different NFL experts say that the comp for Caleb Williams is Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And that's not who Charles Davis is comping him to.
Okay, I hope he's...
All right, so we'll go down that rabbit hole. Charles Davis, and then who should the Bears take at 9? What would he do? Okay. Especially if all the good stuff is on the board. So we'll talk to Charles Davis about the Bears and the draft. Coming up next, we're 2 weeks away from the NBA draft, from the NFL draft.
Everybody enjoy the beautiful weather this weekend and the Masters, and we'll see you on Monday. Waddle and Sylvia are next.